scream at the atoms, a spiraling staircase that leads to the attic. Addicted to pills in the medicine cabinet, he crept up at night while silently casting a shadow beneath him. He's funneling down through the caves underneath him. It's a parallel sworn into pieces. The steam of a demon backs all that he breathes. And he's blind, but he sees till he finds what he needs. He's climbing the trees, now his mind is at ease. I can yell, but he will not respond. Just following the path he's on till he's eventually gone. He stares at the ground, a serpent emerges and stirs till the words that his spell have a purpose. Flinging itself towards the blood in his veins till it breaks through the layers of his delicate frame. And now, he's lost in another dimension. His blood drench hits, we pretend to lend him friendship. And he's lost in another dimension. His blood drench hits, we pretend to lend him friendship. Making hell in his brain so he quakes uncontrollably. Snaps back out of it and lays there soberly. More sprouts and spreads all over his head. All he can offer is a dead stare and withering blue flesh. Creeping away from his bones, now he's really alone. The earth left of the dead and extinguished his soul. Was the ultimate goal in a life of blind faith? What's a desolate hole in which you cannot escape? Looking for his home, deep in the blood and the flesh and the bones in a parallel world. Got him stuck on his own, ripped ligaments glisten and stripped and exposed. Thousands of doors and he just can't pick his extremities, eaten by leeches and ticks. As the sun goes dim and eventually dies, he just sits in the darkness wondering why. And now he's lost in another dimension. His blood drenched henchmen pretend to lend him friendship. And he's lost in another dimension. His blood drenched henchmen pretend to lend him friendship.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.